The title of today's message is a word that many wince at or cringe when they hear the word. And that word is perfection. Actually, I want to start this message out by protesting against something that I read in a Bible dictionary. This is taken from Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary. And listen to what they say about it. This is what they say in the subtitle. An authoritative one-volume reference work on the Bible. Now this is an authoritative work, according to the editors and the men that put it together. Let me read you what they have under perfect and perfection. Now, not everything in this little paragraph is wrong. And Satan is not going to tell you everything that's wrong. He will mix truth and error together to try to take away your salvation. Listen to this. Perfection without flaw or error. A state of completion or fulfillment. God's perfection means that He is complete in Himself. He lacks nothing. He has no flaws. He is perfect in all the characteristics of His nature. He is the basis for and standard by which all other perfection is to be measured. Nothing wrong with that paragraph. New paragraph. By contrast, man's perfection is relative and dependent on God for its existence. That's basically true. As applied to a person's moral state in this life, perfection may refer either to a relatively blameless lifestyle or to a person's maturity as a believer. And it gives various scriptures there. Now, they've begun to water it down a little bit there. Relatively blameless lifestyle. And then they give Genesis 6:9, Job 1:1, and James 3:2, which we're going to be looking at. Or to a person's maturity as a believer, Philippians 3:15 and James 1:4. Now listen to this sentence, which poisons the hearts of men. Because perfection in this life is never reached, man will continue to sin. And they give these scriptures, Philippians 3:12 and 15, and 1 John 1:8. So we want to, and they carry on. They say, a believer's perfection in the next life, however, will be without sin. And they give Ephesians 5:27, Colossians 1:28, and 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I hope you've written these down, and those of you that hear this message, I hope that you have that you will write these down and study them, and you will see clearly that they are misapplying these scriptures. We're going to start with 1 John 1:8. Today, they say that this is a proof that perfection in this life is never reached. Man will continue to sin. And they give 1 John 1:8. Let's look at it. Many, even among Seventh-day Adventists, misapply this scripture. And it's so clear if you take it in context. We must start with 1 John 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that Yah is light and in Him is no darkness at all. That's perfection. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Keep your finger right there on that verse now, and we're going to read verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahshua the Messiah, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now we'll go to verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's the verse that they wreck. They say right there, see, you cannot say you have no sin. You cannot say you're living without sin. Because it says if you say that you have no sin, you're deceiving yourself. That's not what this means. This is not to be taken out of its context. Put it back in context. Go back to verse 6 and compare it. In verse 6 it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now jump over to verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. In other words, if we say that we have no sin, when we really do have some sin, then we deceive ourselves. And then the truth is not in us. If we are saying we have fellowship with Yahshua and Yah, while having sin in our lives, we are liars and the truth is not in us. This verse means the exact opposite from what Nelson's Bible Dictionary is saying it means. If you take scriptures out of their context and say, okay, you see these words? You see what these words say? That proves it. We cannot do that. We must prove it within the context of what's being said. For further study, you might want to compare verse 6, verse 8, verse 10. Verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All three, verse 6, verse 8, verse 10, all of those are basically saying the same thing, just in repetitive fashion. Now, there were no chapter divisions in the original. Let's go on and read verse 1 of the second chapter, and read then through verse 5, and we will see that the Bible cannot contradict itself. Verse 1, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. I write these things to you so that you will stop sinning. And, it doesn't say but, it says, and if any man sin, that means ignorant sin. It means if you are caught and you realize you've been in error and you've sinned, we have an advocate or a comforter. We have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua the Messiah, the righteous one. Verse 2, and he is the propitiation, or he is the satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. See, Yahshua is the satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. Verse 3, and hereby, that word hereby means this is how. And this is how we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, if we keep his commandments, we're not sinning, are we? Verse 4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, there's another verse you need to put in with verse 6, 8, and 10 of chapter 1. Saying the same thing. Now look at verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yah perfected. Hereby, or this is how we know that we are in him, when the love of Yah is perfected in us. Don't ever think that you've got to say, I'm guilty of sin. Yes, I sin every day. I'm going to sin until I die. Don't go there. That's a lie. The truth is not there. Where the truth is if you keep His word in Him, the love of Yah, in you, the love of Yah is perfected, and this is how you know that you are in Him. If you keep His commandments. I just wanted to rebuke the editors of Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, an authoritative source of a reference on the Bible. I respect a lot of what they say in their book. Most of it is true. But all you have to do is weave a little bit of poison into a good glass of orange juice and you'll kill yourself. Don't believe every spirit. Test the spirits to see if they are of Yah. Let's go on. I'm going to start in Genesis and we're going to go through the Bible and look at every place it talks about, well, not every place, but the significant places that it talks about perfect or perfection. Genesis 6:9. It's talking about Noah. It says this. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Yah. Now the word perfect is a Hebrew word there, which means without blemish, full, sound, undefiled, having integrity and truth. Genesis 17:1. This should be fairly easy to find these scriptures because we're not going to be jumping around too much. A little bit, but not too much. Starting in Genesis, going right through the Bible, Genesis 17:1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yah appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty One. Walk before me and be thou perfect. That word perfect is the same word that was attributed to Noah. It means without blemish, full, sound, having integrity and truth, undefiled. Now we go to Leviticus 22:21. Leviticus 22:21. Whosoever offereth a sacrifice of peace offerings unto Yah to accomplish his vow or freewill offering in beeves or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Speaking of the sacrifice, in the sacrificial system, the sacrifice had to be perfect without blemish. Why? Because it was representing Yahshua himself, the Lamb of Yah, that takes away the sins of the world. That word perfect there is the same word that was attributed to Noah and that Yah told Abram that he must be. Now let's turn over, talking about sacrifices, just hold your finger right there and turn over to Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, that means I beg of you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that ye present or yield your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove or demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. We are to be living sacrifices without blemish unto Yah. And also Ephesians 5:27. Ephesians 5:27 says this, that he might present to himself a glorious church. Now, what is the church? We've studied that before. The church is the body of Christ. Christ himself is the head, and the church is the body. He says in verse 27, that he might present to himself a glorious body, or church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That means perfect. If the head is perfect, the body is going to be perfect. If the root is holy, the whole plant, the whole tree is going to be holy. Now, turn back over to the Old Testament, going to Deuteronomy 18:13. Deuteronomy 18:13. Thou shalt be perfect with Yah, thy Almighty One. Now that word perfect is the same word, the same Hebrew word. It means without blemish, full, sound, undefiled, having integrity and truth. Now we turn over to 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22. And 33. This is called David's Song of Deliverance. And in verse 33 it says, Yah is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way perfect. That word is the same Hebrew word. Look at 1 Kings 8:61. 1 Kings 8:61. Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with Yah, your Almighty One, to walk in His statutes and to keep His commandments. Let your heart therefore be perfect. Now that's a different Hebrew word. But that Hebrew word means full, just, peaceable, friendly, and whole or holy. A perfect heart. One that is fully committed to Yah. We're going to see shades of differences in perfection here. We're going to see the difference in a perfect heart and a perfect character. A perfect heart is one that is perfectly, 100% sold out, intending to do the right thing. One that has a perfect character is one who has all of their errors corrected. There may be Sunday keepers that have perfect hearts, but there are no Sunday keepers that have a perfect character because they don't have all of their errors straightened out. Now, in terms of salvation, if they have a perfect heart and they have not rebelled against the truth, they will be sick. First Kings 11:4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with Yah, the Almighty One, as was the heart of David his father. This verse tells us right here that David's heart was perfect before Yah. But it says that Solomon's heart was no longer perfect. Now that word in 1 Kings 11:4 is that word which means full, just, peaceable, friendly, and whole, perfect heart. Going on to 1 Kings 15:14. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with Yah all his days. That word perfect is the same word that we're considering right now that applies to a perfect heart. It means fully consecrated. It means completely set on doing the right thing. 2 Kings 20:3. I beseech ye, or I beg of you, O Yah, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. Here's a testimony of a man that says, I have had a perfect heart. In other words, you can know when you have a perfect heart. Now, you cannot know when you're perfect in character. You cannot say that I know everything there is to know and I have overcome everything there is to overcome. You can't say that because you don't know that. You might find something wrong in your thinking today and you might have to have it corrected. That will be reaching perfection of character. But you can know when you have a perfect heart, because you have your heart set to be perfect in Yah. Moving forward to 1 Chronicles 12:38. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. A perfect heart means perfectly consecrated to a particular work. These men had a perfect heart to do what they were going to do. When you have a perfect heart for Yahshua, when you have a perfect heart for Yah, you are perfectly consecrated, you are perfectly motivated, and you perfectly desire to do His will. First Chronicles 28:9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the Almighty One of thy father, and serve Him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yah searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek Him, He will be found of thee. But if thou forsake Him, He will cast thee off forever. If you're not of perfect heart, you will be cast off forever. Yah requires a perfect heart. in 1 Chronicles 29:9, then the people rejoiced, for they that offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yah, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. So part of having a perfect heart is being willing to do whatever Yah would have you do. You remember the song, I will go where He wants me to go, wherever He leads I will follow. If it's through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If it's on the mountain peak, I will rejoice in Yah. Willingness to go wherever He would have you go, and to experience whatever He would have you experience. Contentment in all things, remember? That's a perfect heart. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of Yah run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore henceforth thou shalt have wars. If your heart is not perfect before Yah, you will have nothing but warfare in your life. You will have troubles after troubles after troubles, and there will be warfare, and you will have no peace. There is no peace to the wicked. But if you have a pure and perfect heart before Yah, you will have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Look at Job 1:1. We're not going to go through the story of Job today. It would be a reasonable thing to do if we had time. But looking at Job 1:1, just to see what Yah says about him, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared the Almighty and avoided evil, eschewed evil. He avoided or turned away from evil. Job was a perfect and upright man. Although Job was not fully complete in character, Job had some misconceptions. Job had some flaws of character that needed to be revealed. But he was perfect in heart. That word there is number 8535 in our list of Hebrew words. It means blameless, plain, gentle, dear, and pious. He was an upright man. He turned away from evil. Now, in Psalm, we turn to chapter 18. Psalm 18:32. It is the Almighty that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. The word perfect there is 8549, which is that word that means without blemish, full, sound, undefiled, with integrity and truth. It is our Almighty One that maketh our way perfect. Look at Psalm 19:7. The law of Yah is perfect. Now the word there for perfect is that same word, 8549. The law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. It says that Noah was perfect, using the same word that it says of Yah's law. Psalm 37, 37. Psalm 37, 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man's is peace. I just said that. The perfect man, the one with a perfect spirit, a perfect heart, is going to find the peace of Yah. Because his way is made perfect by the Almighty. You have no trouble that Yah has not already seen and understood and prepared a way for you. You have no trouble that you need to worry about or be terribly concerned. The man with perfect heart will have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And no trouble will be more than you can bear. Yah knows every trouble and has a perfect way planned out for you. That was Psalm 37, 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Now, that word perfect is number 8535, which is blameless, plain, gentle, dear, and pious. Psalm 101, verse 2. Psalm 101, verse 2. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Oh, what a statement from David. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. These words are that original word, 8549, without blemish, full, sound, undefiled, with integrity and truth. David was not afraid of the word perfect. 101:6, verse 6. Mine eyes shall be upon the faith of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. That word is also 8549. Without blemish, undefiled. Psalm 138:8. Psalm 138, 8. Yah will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Yah, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Oh, this is a beautiful scripture. And we need to bring some New Testament into this as well. That word perfect there is 1584, which is means to bring to full stature. Let's look at Philippians 1:6. Hold a finger in Psalms there and we'll come back. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it, or will perfect it, until the day of Yahshua the Messiah. In other words, until the day of the coming of Messiah. The word perform there means perfect or perfect. And look at Ephesians 4:13. Ephesians 4:13, says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Messiah. A perfect man. Proverbs. Back over to Proverbs 2:21. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. That has to do with our inheritance. We've been talking about inheritance a lot over the last couple of months. The perfect shall remain in the land. It is the perfect who will receive the inheritance of planet Earth. That word perfect is the original Hebrew word 85:49, without blemish, full, sound, undefiled, with integrity and truth. Proverbs 11:5. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the perfect. That's talking about those who are perfect. And that's that original Hebrew word, 85:49. Once again, turn over to Isaiah 38:3. Isaiah 38:3. And said, remember now, O Yah, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. Hezekiah's testimony once again. Ezekiel 28:15. Now we're going to see Lucifer's state before he fell. Ezekiel 28:15. Thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Speaking of Lucifer. That word perfect is 85:49, the same original Hebrew word that we've been talking about. We are to be as perfect as Lucifer was before he fell. Going to the New Testament, Matthew 5:48. Yahshua is speaking here. He says, be ye therefore perfect. Now we're going to have to look at these New Testament words for perfect. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That word is New Testament word 5046, which it means of full age and complete. Of full age and complete. We are to be perfect in our sphere as Yah is perfect in His sphere. Full stature, complete, mature, grown up. Matthew 19:21. And Yahshua said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. If thou wilt be perfect. That word perfect is the same New Testament 5046, which means of full age and complete. Luke 6:40. Luke 6:40. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Everyone that is perfect. That word perfect is a different New Testament word. It's number 2675, but it means thoroughly complete, restored, and joined together. John 17:23. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong scripture. I read the wrong scripture, I'm sorry. John 17:23. Is I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Perfect in one. Now, that New Testament word is number 5048, which means fulfilled, finished, accomplished in character. First Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. After reading all of these scriptures, how can anybody say Yahshua was the only one perfect? I've heard people say Yahshua or Jesus was the only one that was ever perfect. All through the scripture, we're seeing people perfect. Now, if you want to argue about degrees of perfection, Yahshua was perfect in heart and perfect in character. And Yah is requiring us to be perfect in heart and perfect in character as well. We speak to those that are perfect. And what is that New Testament word? That one is number 5046, which means a full age and complete. 2 Corinthians 13:11. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the Almighty of love and peace shall be with you. That word there is number 2675, which means thoroughly complete, restored, and joined together. You see, part of being perfect is being in perfect unity with the church. Being joined together with the body of Christ. That's part of being perfect. Of a perfect heart and mind. Galatians 3:3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? That word perfect is 2005, which means just finished. In other words, some were perhaps considering perfection in the flesh. And he's rebuking them. Are you so foolish as to think that you're going to be perfected in the flesh, or that the flesh will perfect anything? It's the Spirit that perfects. A perfect heart, a perfect spirit. Ephesians 4:13. Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This shows that we're growing up into perfection, up into the full man, the perfect man. That word in the New Testament is number 5046, which means a full age and complete. Philippians 3:12. Philippians 3:12. I want to start reading in verse 9. Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, or found in Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of the Messiah, the righteousness which is of Yah, by faith. Listen to this. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Do you know the power of his resurrection? We are to know the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Keep that in mind now. He's talking about the resurrection of the dead in context. Now, verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, that is, to the resurrection of the dead, either were already perfect, that is, in body, mind, and soul. He's not claiming perfection of body, mind, and soul because he has not attained to the resurrection of the dead yet. We don't get a new body until the resurrection or the second coming. That's when we get ultimate perfection of body. But we receive the perfection of mind and soul and spirit beforehand. We don't receive the perfection of body yet. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Yeshua. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I'm not in holy flesh. I'm not a finished product altogether. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yah in the Messiah, Yahshua. In other words, he's looking forward to the day when he gets his new body. He's pressing toward that day for the high calling, when we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and caught up to meet him in the air. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect now. Now he's talking about perfect in heart, and some even perfect in character. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. In other words, be humble enough to realize that you have not attained to everything that's to be attained to. You're not a finished product until Yahshua's coming and you receive your new body. You're still in sinful flesh. But you're not sinful in spirit. Because he says, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. And that word perfect in that scripture, verse 15, is number 5046, which is of full age and complete. As many as are of full age and complete, let them be thus minded. Saying that we press on toward the mark of the high calling of Yah in the Messiah. Waiting for that day when we shall all be changed and receive our glorious body. In fact, it talks about it down in verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So he's talking about the body there, not the spirit. And verse Colossians 1, verse 28. Colossians 1, verse 28. Whom we preach, Christ in you, the hope of glory, in whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in the Messiah Yahshua. That's the goal of the apostles. The goal of the apostles is to present every man perfect in Christ. What is the word there, perfect? It's number 5046. It means of full age and complete. Our work is to present every Christian perfect in Christ. Look at Colossians 3:14. Colossians 3:14, and above all these things put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness or perfectness. Without love, you are nothing. Love is the bond of perfection. Now, Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of Yah. Stand perfect and complete in all the will of Yah. Some of the will of Yah? No. All of the will of Yah. And that word perfect there is number 5046, which is of full age and complete. Now 1 Thessalonians 3:10. Night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Perfect. Now there's a verb. In verse 10, that's New Testament word number 2675. And 2675 means thoroughly complete, restored, and joined together. That we might thoroughly complete that which is lacking in your faith. That's my work as an apostle, to help you thoroughly complete your faith. But it's not my work to do it, because it's Yahshua who worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasure. 2 Timothy 3:17. 2 Timothy 3:17. That the man of Yah may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That the man of Yah may be perfect. Now that word perfect is number 739, which means complete and perfected. Hebrews 7:19. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. Listen to that. By which we draw nigh unto Yah. You see, the coming of Yahshua makes things perfect. But the law made nobody perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did. In Hebrews 10:1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereto perfect. Those animal sacrifices made nothing perfect, but the sacrifice of Christ makes all men perfect who will accept him. Hebrews 12:23. Verse 22 starting, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living Almighty One, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yah, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. That word is number 5048. Meaning fulfilled, finished, accomplished in character. Hebrews 13:21 says, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Yahshua the Messiah, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. In James 1:4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Perfectly sound. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10. But Yah of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by the Messiah Yahshua, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Make you perfect. That word is number 2675. Thoroughly complete, restored, and joined together. 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. So as He, just as He is perfect, so are we perfect in this world. Revelation 3:2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before Yah. In other words, Yahshua is saying, I have not found your works perfect, but I'm expecting your works to be perfect. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 to close. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very Almighty One of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy. And I pray for God your spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless or perfect unto the coming of our Lord Yahshua the Messiah. That your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved perfectly unto the coming of Yahshua. And 2 Peter 3:11. 2 Peter 3:11 through 14. Seeing then that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of Yah, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. That is perfect. In 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or living, because is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, says Yah. We have other inspiration that gives us counsel. Words such as these. Yah expects of us perfect obedience to His law. This law is the echo of His voice, saying to us, holier, yea, holier still. Desire after the fullness of the grace of Christ, yea, long hunger and thirst after righteousness. The promise is, ye shall be filled. Let your heart be filled with a longing for this righteousness. Yah has plainly stated that he expects us to be perfect. And because he expects this, he has made provision for us to be partakers of the divine nature. Only thus can we gain success in striving for eternal life. The power is given by Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yah, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. And in another place, we find these words. The divine teacher says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Matthew 5:48. Would Christ tantalize us by requiring of us an impossibility? Never, never. What an honor he confers upon us in urging us to be holy in our sphere as the Father is holy in his sphere. He can enable us to do this, for he declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. This unlimited power, it is our privilege to claim. And yet another place, we read these words. Yah demands perfection from every human being. We are to be perfect in this life of humanity, even as Yah is perfect in his divine character. And a final word as we close. Wrong habits must be overcome. Right habits must be formed under the discipline of the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Christians must move onward and upward toward perfection. This is God's command, and no one should say, "I cannot do it." He should say instead, "God requires me to be perfect, and he will give me strength to overcome all that stands in the way of perfection. He is the source of all wisdom and all power." May Yah add a blessing to the study and reading of his holy word. And don't be afraid of the word perfection, for we must be perfect in heart, perfect in mind, perfect in spirit. Shall we pray? Our Father which art in heaven, we thank you for hearing us this day. We thank you for taking time to be with us, for setting aside every week a holy time, a blessed time, that we might draw near to your throne and receive instruction from your Spirit. Oh Father, this word perfection has caused so much confusion in the land. So many people have misused it and abused it, misapplied it. Oh Father, forgive these men that have written this error in this book to mislead so many people, saying that in this life perfection will never be attained to, saying that men will sin until their death. Oh Father, forgive them, for they know not what they say. Thank you, Father, that we have come out of Babylon, that we have been shown the truth, and we are encouraged by the promises of Yah, whereby we are made perfect and fitted for that day when Yahshua will come to take his perfect, unblemished church home. Father, bless us together. Bless us as we climb the rungs of the ladder of sanctification, as we climb higher and higher, holier and holier, not falling back, not failing, not losing heart, but with a perfect heart, striving even forward unto that perfect day. Thank you for hearing and blessing us and sanctifying us and finishing the work that you have begun in us. In Yahshua's name we pray. Amen.